Hey everyone, this episode is brought to you by swearing. There's a lot of it, and we just want to let you know that there are sponsors, so we have to mention swear words multiple times throughout the episode. Yep. If this bothers you, please go ahead and swear on your own, because we do need to promote this, so we do need people swearing.
Yeah. So swear using promo code BOOKSAREBORING, and don't listen if you don't like swears.
I just got off the phone with Tom McArdle from the Budget Committee. This thing with Favre screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't lump us in with that fucking Martian.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
Green shenanigans?
Oh. Oh.
Shenanigans, right?
Put those away.
I don't wanna read anything at all.
Hey bookworms, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast. I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm David Stonebrough. Just one quick moment before we proceed with the Books Are Boring podcast,
Trevor. Yeah.
Bookworms.
Bookworms, that's our listeners.
I thought we were gonna go with the new name I thought that one got axed.
Oh, I thought our listeners were called the Bookworms.
I thought we were gonna call them the Bookburners.
Oh, hey, book burners. Welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast. I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm David Stonebrough.
And today we got another classic Books Are Boring episode for you.
Yeah. So, Trevor, I didn't let you in on this. You don't know this yet. Sorry.
No, I don't know anything. Actually, hit my head really hard. Go on.
Yeah, that just happened now when we were coming in.
Yeah.
And you were really confident that the door was already open. And it wasn't locked, so you begin twisting, but you walk forward with the confidence of an open door.
Yeah.
And you walked right into it.
Yeah.
And then you fell down, you hit your head.
Yeah.
And then I kicked you in the head.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey, did you know that joke about a guy walking into the bar and he said, ouch? And you're like, I don't get it. Why would he say ouch? And I was like, it's like a metal bar. And you're like, what are you talking about? So I put up a metal bar and I walked into
it. Dave, are you watching?
Yeah. So all those three things happened. So I don't know what's going on. What happened?
So we were going to just do a normal episode.
Yeah.
As you can see, but we're clearly just here ready to do a normal episode.
Yeah.
But remember way, you might not remember this because you did recently have a head injury. But
yeah.
Remember way back, we had this old problem enemy guy. He was like our nemesis villain.
Our nemesis.
This was back when we were really getting big into like trying to be like heroes or recognizable around town.
Okay.
Types.
I remember I remember a couple enemies we had.
Sure.
Well, I remember Cups for Hands McGee.
McGann. Cups for Hands McGann.
Oh, it was McGann. Yeah. Cups for Hands McGann. And I remember.
No, this goes way back. It might even be before the podcast now that I think about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, Nathan Costa.
No, it's not Nathan, but I mean, we got eyes on him.
Okay.
No, we were really big into it. This was the Sinister Fish Minister. Do you remember?
Sorry?
The Sinister Fish Minister.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember the Sinister Fish Minister?
No. So, Sinister... No, is he minister as in, like, a pastor, or minister as in, like, he works for the government?
He's more of... I don't really know. I guess you just describe him... The Sinister Fish Minister, what steals fish entrees off your plate?
Sorry, one more time?
The Sinister Minister, what steals fish entrees off your plate?
Oh.
So he gets his little hook, right?
Okay.
And he goes into, when you're having your fish?
Yeah.
Having some...
He has a hook?
He's got a little...
Like a hand, or just carries a hook?
A little fishing rod, hook on the end.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
He fishes
like fishing,
up,
yeah.
He hooks into your fillet, and you go, hey, wait a minute. Whoa, what's happening?
Oh, man.
And then it starts to lift him.
Can I just get his title one more time?
The Sinister Fish Minister.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What steals fish entrees off your plate?
Okay.
And he fishes them up. And then they start moving in there. And you go, wait a minute.
So he won't steal chicken off your plate. He won't steal beef off your plate. He won't steal a turkey sandwich. He's going to steal a...
Fish.
Fish. Yep. Yes.
It's going to be fish.
Yeah, are we talking all fish, like shellfish? Or just swimming fish?
I think just fish you'd get on a hook.
Okay. Okay.
It's a pretty small subsection of things you could get for dinner, but that's what he does. And I remember, just for whatever reason, this really got to us, so we paid a private investigator to keep tabs on this guy who was locked away.
Remember the private investigator.
Yeah, we were really big into, like, you let us know if something's happening.
And yeah.
We spent a lot of money, got into deep debt.
Yeah, because we liked calling somebody and be like, I need results.
I need results,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we did that a lot.
Put that voice on, like, hey, results, please.
Get them results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just out of nowhere, the guy knocked on my door. He's like, here you go.
Mm.
He's back.
He's back.
He's back and he's coming to town, and I feel like we have to stop him.
We have, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember him, but I remember the anger I felt at one point in my life, and that's probably what it was for.
Yeah. Well, I could remind you, because I do remember this, and I remember the fear of going out to have some tasty fish dinner.
Now, just to be sure, he's not the one that murdered my entire family, right? That was somebody else?
Oh, no, no, no. This guy, he's got a little fishing rod, right?
Yeah.
He got you when you had a riff rod.
Yeah.
He'll get it, fish off your plate.
So annoying. And then
you go, wait, what's happening in there? What?
And then the restaurant won't give you a refund because it's not their fault.
It's like, you ate your fish. I'm like, no.
No, I didn't.
It was a fish mistake. But no, but so he's never been caught.
Mm.
And so I've just got this like little folder of information.
Yeah.
And I found out he's in Peru. And I think we got to go there and finally get him back behind bars.
Okay, let's do it. Peru is north of us?
I'm going to say south.
Mm, that's better because I feel like going somewhere tropical.
Let's go somewhere warm. Okay, so how do we get to Peru?
So we're going to go on TripAdvisor. Uh-huh. We're gonna find a nice place to stay. Get some good reviews.
Okay.
Maybe like a resort.
Ooh, I'd love to go to a resort.
An all inclusive.
All inclusive.
And then so we'll fly down there.
Hold on though. One thing that's flagged here on this file is we have been involved in too many plane shenanigans, as you may remember.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're on the plane shenanigans list. We're no fly.
So it's a list of shenanigans?
No, not of the specific shenanigans, but once you've committed too many shenanigans,
you get on the shenanigan list. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're not these guys, too many shenanigans.
Mm.
So, I mean, we've crashed planes. Remember all this?
I remember. I wasn't thinking about something else. So crashed a few planes.
Yeah, okay.
We blew up a plane once and jumped at the back.
Yes, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's true. I think those things contributed. So yeah. We got to find another way to get there, and I'm not totally sure how.
Okay. Canoe?
I'm down to try to canoe to Peru.
I'm pretty good at my... That's a good rhyme. Canoe to Peru. I'm pretty good at my J-stroke. How's your J-stroke?
My J-stroke is off the chaise.
Okay. So if we get some life jackets...
Mm-hmm. Some LJs.
Canoe. I say we steal all this because we don't got the bank.
Yeah, and we haven't committed too many canoe shenanigans yet.
Yeah.
So I think this is a pretty chill way to handle things.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have stolen all the equipment that we need to canoe to Peru.
Canoe to Peru.
We're going to canoe to Peru
to
take down the sinister fish minister.
That's a good place for him to go, too. A lot of fish down there.
In Peru. Well, then why would he need to be stealing so many fish?
Well, because they cook it.
Yeah.
He eats it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Some of those.
He's not a good cook. That's the whole probably the whole point.
It's hard to work up the anger. Because I remember back then we were really mad about this fish stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, it's kind of hard to remember that. I remember being excited.
Yeah.
I remember the private investigator thing. It seemed like a great idea, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm not super enthused about this. So maybe let's do some sightseeing while we canoe down.
We'll wave to the locals.
Yeah, we'll wave. Are we canoeing in the ocean?
Yeah, we have to canoe in the ocean.
Oh, shit. It's a long way.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Do you have a grappling hook on you?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always. yeah, we'll just hook up to a ship that's going that way, and he'll just tow us.
Tow us. Catch a little tow ride.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's hop in our canoe bowl. And now let's throw this little grappling hook. And we're on our way to Peru.
Awesome. And
taking in the sights.
Just taking it in. A lot of big waves from this ship. Wasn't considering that.
Yeah,
it's kind of getting hard to
30-foot waves.
This canoe afloat.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty much 75% full of water at all times.
Well, that's what our body is, 70% water anyway.
Yeah, so the canoe should be too,
right?
That's what separates us from the animals.
Yeah, well, animals, it's the same.
What's that?
Animals are 70% water, too.
Plane is... Here we are!
Here we are.
Oh, I forgot to sightsee. Oh.
I forgot to sightsee, too.
Because mostly it was hell trying to survive being towed by a huge, massive, like, fighter ship.
We lost all our food. I'm very hungry.
I'm emaciated, huge beard.
Luckily, we booked that resort on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
So we can at least enjoy some food and some all-you-can-drink beers.
Totally. We did lose because you get a better deal with the flight, but
yeah,
because that shenanigans list.
Right.
We're out a little bit of money.
You know, in Peru, they eat guinea pigs.
Ooh, want to go get some guinea pigs?
Yes, I do.
So we did.
So we did, and the fish man didn't steal any.
All right.
It's not a fish.
So now that we're full of guinea pig meat, that's really good.
That's really good. I like the barbecue sauce they use.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think that was just ketchup. Okay, so I got here in my file. I think that was just Heinz ketchup.
Yeah. Just going to go.
Hold on. Let's go back to the garbage can where we threw out our garbage. All right, I'm just going to grab your plate out of the garbage. There it is. Ketchup. That's just ketchup.
You sure it's Heinz, though?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's an empty bottle in the trash.
So. Yeah, but sometimes restaurants, like, they'll take the Heinz, like, glass Heinz bottle and then just fill it up with, like, no-name ketchup. Well,
then why at this moment, if they're reusing the bottle, would they have thrown it out?
Maybe it's just, it has a certain amount of uses.
So is this super coincidental is what you're trying to suggest?
Yeah. All right, let's get fish. Let's get Minister of Fish Ministers.
All right, so
Sinister Fish Man.
All right, so it turns out he is in a temple.
A temple?
A temple that's guarded by a big, scary guard.
Is it a two-headed guard or just one head?
Let me look it up in the folder.
Okay.
One head.
Okay, cool, right. cool.
So
still gonna see that two-headed guard someday.
One day. I know. You're very vigilant about it.
Yeah.
You know, you often wake up from dead sleep. Two-headed guard.
Two-headed guard.
No, Trevor, you're at home. It's your family.
Pause for a true story.
Yeah. So hold on for a second, adventure. We got to go to a true story alert.
Today, last night, I was rendering a video on my computer. Yeah. So I'm rendering this video, and when you finish, it automatically plays, right?
Uh-huh.
So I wake up this morning and I check. I was like, oh, it's done rendering. And then I'm leaving my room and I go, must have slept right through it. Not realizing that, like, everybody's home. So then I go to the bathroom, come out, and everyone's like, why were you just talking to yourself? Why did you say, must have just slept right through it?
People are just having a quiet conversation in one room.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah, I don't know if I'll go tonight, but if they're doing the same thing next week, I just slept right through it.
What the fuck was that?
Is Trevor here? What just happened?
Anyways, back to our avengements.
All right, so apparently the only way to get past this guard, because there's no way past them.
Mm.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
I've seen Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and I've seen I've seen the one with the spiders.
Shut up.
Okay.
So in Harry Potter, the Philosopher's Stone,
yeah,
there's big dog Fluffy who's guarding
the
place they need to go.
Yeah.
And stealing from that gimmick. And so he has only one way to get by him.
Yeah.
Before he has a gun.
Right.
He's got a handgun.
Right.
He'll shoot us if we try to get in to take down Sinister Fish Minister.
Yeah, and we don't want to get shot again because we're on the...
Oh, yeah.
We're in the hospital shenanigans list.
Yeah,
they're not going to help us.
Too many hospital shenanigans. Yeah. And or our shenanigans have led us to the hospital too many times. And they're just like, boys, they're on the list.
They're on the list, yeah.
Nuts. So the only way to get by him, the file tells me, is we got to learn a good joke.
Oh.
A very specific joke that you can only learn from the local clown school.
So I can't use my fish joke? Because it seems appropriate.
Here's why you can't.
Okay.
It's going to get us shot.
Okay, can I tell it to you and you tell me whether or not you think this will get me through?
I know the answer already, but yes, you may.
Why did the boy fall off the bicycle?
I don't know, Chris.
Because he was a fish.
So, because he was a fish, he couldn't stay on a bicycle.
Yeah, fish can't bike.
You suggested he was a boy.
He was a boy fish?
Okay. So, I don't think he's going to like that joke, and we're going to get shot.
What about this one?
Let's go.
What does a fish say when he was put in a tank? How do I drive this thing? Because it's not a fish tank, it's a war tank.
Google Maps says the address to the clown school is just right over there.
Okay.
Let's go there.
The clown fish? Like clownfish, like Nemo.
You're 0 for 3.
Thank you. All right, we're at the clown school.
All right, we've started our own clique. And so like we kind of are just like the cool sarcastic guys who don't really take it seriously.
Did we enroll in clown school?
We're already in.
Okay, cool.
And we're a clique on the lunch yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know the lunch yard?
Yeah, the lunch yard. Are we like...
What's that?
It's pretty sane, or like are we insane?
Oh, we're sane clowns.
We're sane clowns?
Yeah.
Are we the sophomore clowns? Would you call us like a posse?
Nope.
Are we an insane... Are we a sane clown posse over here?
No, we're more of a clique.
More of a clique. Okay, cool.
And we're sarcastic.
The sarcastic clown.
Yeah, we just don't take it seriously.
Yeah, okay.
I would not say that.
I don't think you should take clowning seriously. I think taking it seriously would be the opposite of what you should do.
Well, I mean, the clowning aficionados of the world would argue the opposite. And that you can't just jump into clown college and not take it fucking seriously. Or you're going to get your ass busted down.
That's true.
Busted out and thrown out into the ocean to get eaten by the sharks. Mm-hmm. That's what they say about clown school. It's a serious business. You start training for clowning at 3 years old.
Yeah. I always say when I go to clown school, I go to what I do is I go to clown school. It's like a charity thing that I've done before I enrolled in this clown school.
A different clown school you've already been to?
Yeah. I would visit them as like a charity thing.
You'd visit clowns in clown school.
Yeah, just to make them feel sad. Because clowns are always so happy.
Right. They need
somebody to come in and just like talk about their sad lives.
Life.
Oh, just
shut
keep
up.
Putting that coffee cup down. So they need somebody to go in and be like, I have 75 cents in my bank account and not sure how I'm going to pay rent.
And then the clowns overall are more balanced.
Yeah.
Because sadness is the best medicine for clowns.
For clowns. But now the tables turned.
The tables are turning.
And we're in this, we're in the clown seat.
Yeah, because, so you have a leg up. So because you have visited other clown schools.
Yeah. And as a clown, I have a leg up because I saw a fire hydrant.
And you're doing a dog
bit. I'm doing a dog bit.
That's good. All right, Trevor. So there is the, in the old clown school, there's the stone steps that lead to the amulet that has the best joke inside of it.
Okay.
Step up of them and learn of it.
Okay. Do we need any... Do we just walk up?
You just walk up.
Okay.
Yeah, so imagine...
You said it's an amulet?
It has a joke in it.
But aren't we allowed near amulets anymore? Because we had some bad experiences with amulets. Didn't we kill an old lady?
Oh, shit, you're right.
No, we tried to kill an old lady, but the amulet protected her. Right? Is that a thing that happened?
It is, but I think feel like the amulet prevented the shenanigan.
Right. Okay, so we're good.
We can have one shenanigan.
Yeah. All right, so we just walk up that...
Those old stone steps.
It's pretty... There's a lot of steps there, though.
It's like 8.
Can I do a quick stretch?
Yeah. Oh. Gross.
Yeah, that was my dick. Wasn't my dick. It was a joke. We're in clown college. It's okay.
It's okay, ma'am. We're in clown
college. I just made that noise with my voice and said it was my dick. That's what clowns do.
That's what clowns do.
Ma'am.
Yeah. The art of disguise, masters of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so have you stretched enough?
I've stretched.
Walk up and get it.
It's going to be really... We're walking up together.
No, I want you to...
No, because I got my clown shoes on.
Okay.
And if I'm going to walk up those very narrow steps, I'm going to need a spotter.
All right, well... My only issue with that is when we walk up these stairs together, both in our squeaky clown shoes, that the sound that will be playing in the podcast microphones will be a whole bunch of squeak sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah, born ready.
All right, let's
do it. Let's go walk up these stairs.
Here we go.
Oh, we're up here at the top of the stairs.
Here we are. We made it.
We made it to the top.
Grab the amulet.
Grab the amulet.
You grab it.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
I won. Grab it.
Shit.
I'll grab it.
I should have said. I should have said that I won. Wait, you grabbed it?
Yeah, because I won.
Oh.
We want to grab it, right? Wait. Shit. Okay, I'll just grab it. I got it.
All right, let's take one quick second and breathe. All right, now we'll be normal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the joke in the amulet? What's the best joke, the only joke to get past the guard?
Oh, I'm reading it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, just going to open this up.
Yep. What's the joke?
Skeleton walks into a bar
and
says, I'll have a beer and a mop.
That's it?
That's the joke. That's the best joke ever written. I'll have a beer and a mop.
Because beers can go right through.
Because the beer goes right through. He's a skeleton.
That's not fair. All right.
No, if the amulet says it's the best joke ever written.
Oh, alarms. The clown school knows that we disgraced their amulet. We got to get out of here.
Now, I got a quick question. Do you have one of those grappling guns with like one of those zip lines?
Of course.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we're on the top. Let's we got to get out of here and get up to the temple.
Okay.
Let's just run. Okay, I'm really tired.
Yeah. Can I take these clown shoes off yet or what?
I mean, I don't have any other shoes and there's a lot of broken glass around here.
That's true.
So I'm just going to leave mine on.
Yeah. You know who wouldn't you know who would just walk is John McClane. He'd be like from Die Hard?
From Die Rock Hard.
He loved broken glass.
He loved it.
That was his whole thing. He rolled around in it.
Jumped through it.
That was what the movie's about. They should call it Love and Broken Glass.
I think that is what... No, it's called Die Hard. Never mind. I thought that's what it was called. Right. All right. So let's go up to this temple.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are in front of it. The guard is just pointing a gun at us. So I think now might be a good time for you to tell the best joke in the world.
Excuse me, sir. I have a joke for which to tell you.
He's looking curiously, but he's not saying anything.
For here it is. A spider walked into a... Ah, damn it!
Oh, no. Oh, his gun has jammed.
Oh, okay.
Sprint past him.
Retry. That's... Sir. Skeleton walks into a bar, and he says, I'll have a beer and a mop.
Yeah, I guess that worked.
Yep, so we can run past him.
Let's run past him. Okay. Oh, shit. And there goes the sinister fish mister floating away in a hot air balloon, getting away from us.
Oh, I got it. Do you have any grappling hooks that also have a hot air balloon attached to it so that when you shoot it up in the air, it turns into a hot air balloon and then we can float past and follow him?
I absolutely do. You know that I do, but I got really bad news.
What's that?
We're on the hot air balloon shenanigans list.
Ah, fuck.
Fuck. Trevor, don't you remember these things that we do?
Because we took the hot air balloon that time.
Yeah.
Because the robot android guy was chasing us, I think.
That sounds wrong, but I'm sure that's what happened.
I think that's what happened.
Well, anyway, we're on the list. There's
a cop. I just get cops and androids mixed up.
We routinely drink a lot of NyQuil, so we're not ever going to remember all the shenanigans that got us put on lists.
Right, yeah.
All right, but I do have here in the folder that he has a secret volcano lair. That's probably where he's going.
Why didn't we just go there to begin with?
Well, because I knew he was hiding in the temple. I don't know what he's doing in there.
Wait for him, and then just wait for him in this place. We drink some of his mimosas.
Okay, well then you should have put your email in when we had the private investigator. Then you would have got the folder.
Well, I didn't want him sending me like spam emails. Like, oh, hey, need any new cases? I really could use some work. I don't want those emails. I don't want his chain letter where he talks about, like, recipes.
Yeah, I literally have not heard from him for 12 years.
So. Well, I didn't know him.
That's fair. Okay, well, anyway, I have the folder, and this is how we're doing it.
We're doing
it my way.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're right. We could have skipped that whole learning the joke thing.
Yeah.
The clown school.
Just had some mimosas.
We had to run all the way to the temple. Yeah, you're right. That would have saved a lot. And let's go to his lair.
I lost an arm.
So, no, your arm's there. I see it. It's fine.
Yeah, but like metaphorically. Let's just go to the lair, volcano lair.
Temple volcano lair.
Yeah.
All right. But you can't go on a air balloon.
Can we bike? Can we bike there?
Yeah. Yeah, we can bike.
Do you have a unicycle? It's the only one I know how to ride.
Yeah, that's they taught us in clown school.
Yeah. We'll go back to the clown school. We'll steal all the unicycles. All
right, back to the clown school.
We have to steal them all so they don't chase us.
Yeah, right. Of course. Or at least just put one big long wire through all of them and then lock it closed.
Right.
So they can't use it. For a giant, it would look like a keychain.
That's true. And there are giants in Peru.
That's true. Everybody knows that.
Mm.
Maybe Beanstalk exists here. We can climb up to it. And
no,
catch
we'll just get the unicycles.
Okay, we'll get the unicycles. Fuck. Wheels always make you go faster than human legs.
Yeah.
All right, so we're scooting on over to the volcano on our little squeaky sound effect unicycles. All right, so we're at the bottom of the volcano.
Mm-hmm. It's very warm in here.
Oh, dude. I just remembered why I didn't go to the volcano lair first.
What's that?
Oh, I had a reason for this in my plan.
Are you allergic to volcanoes?
No. Volcano shenanigan list.
Oh, no, because of the last time when we tried to throw the amulet in it.
Yeah, dude. I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
We're probably just going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Until he's done whatever dastardly thing he's doing in there.
Yeah. Well, like...
But, I mean, before you say whatever you're going to say,
mm-hmm.
there is a little carnival at the base of this volcano.
Ooh!
So, I mean, we kill some time there.
I love a carnival.
Let's go to the carnival.
You think I'll have fun, Connie?
I don't think about it. Let's go to the carnival.
Maybe a corn dog.
You know, popsicle.
Maybe I'll get up a corn dog.
All right, so now we're walking through the carnival. You want to play one of those strongman games where you hit the thing with the hammer?
No, I'm not very strong. Right, you can try, though.
Well, I'm not very strong.
Yeah.
All right, let's play something else.
Basketball? I'm not good at basketball.
I'm really bad. I miss the hoop every time.
Oh, the gun one with the water, and you have to shoot the... But I have bad aim.
I cannot hit a target unless it's a cop.
Yeah.
So,
what
about rides? Do you want to ride on a ride?
Yeah.
Nice. I get sick.
I do too. I throw up everywhere.
Every single ride.
Yeah.
If it moves, up I puve.
Hmm.
That's the old rhyme my dad taught me.
So should we just drink some beer in the beer tent?
Let's drink some beer. Oh, shit. Oh, I see in the sky. He's leaving his mountain lair in the volcano.
He's leaving his Mountain Dew?
He's the volcano lair.
Oh, I thought you said he's leaving his Mountain Dew, and I was like, what?
No, he's got it.
Okay, good. Okay.
I mean, I'm just looking up here with my binoculars. Best I can tell, he looks showered.
Yeah.
He looks like he showered.
Okay. Now look back at me. Got you. I put ink on the binoculars.
Oh.
You have rings around your eyes now. This whole thing. I've been just like waiting for you to use your binoculars this whole adventure.
I got rings around my eyes.
You have those black rings. It's so funny.
You put ink on the eyepiece of it. Man.
Oh, I got you, man.
Now even when we take him down, he's going to laugh.
He's going to laugh at you. It's going to be so great. Okay, let's go get him.
All right. So we got he's on his air balloon way off to, freshly showered, off to Canada to, I guess, steal people's fish.
I'm not allowed back in Canada. I'm on their list.
Hold on. Let me look at that. Yes, but El Trevaldo isn't.
Ah.
I brought that idea with me.
That's a good idea. Yeah, how do we get him?
El Trevaldo?
Yeah, how do we find El Trevaldo?
It is a fake idea that I made for you.
Oh, I was like, so this other guy's allowed in Canada, so you're just going to work with him now?
He's the next guy on the list to replace you.
All right, let's go back to Canada then.
Hold on, I have a note here. The note just says, better believe we're on a boat shenanigans list. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. But there is one way.
There's another way.
I learned from a man selling hand-rolled cigarettes at the carnival.
Okay.
There is a local fish wizard who will teach us how to swim and think like a fish.
Oh.
So we can swim back to Canada.
Let's do it.
Let's learn how to swim like a fish.
Okay.
From a fish wizard. Okay.
How do we do that?
It basically, you just flip your legs like a tail.
Do we get gills?
No, you just hold your breath.
I thought it was going to be like...
Swim as fast as you can.
We get free gills if we give our lungs to them.
No, they're not going to change our bodies. They're only going to change our minds. So we just have to go through about, 3 months of fish wizardry.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. All right, it's been 3 months. I know everything about being a fish now.
Yes, and I will learn from you.
You didn't do your homework?
No, I don't do homework. Homework's for nerds.
All right, you're just going to have to tie a rope around my neck and I'll swim like a fish.
Okay, deal.
Okay, and I mean, he's probably not there yet because he's just in hot air balloons.
Yeah.
So
it's going pretty slow.
Probably right at the same time.
So what I'm going to do is I got one of those inner tubes. So I'll just sit on that, tie a rope around your neck.
And I'll swim like a fish.
And I'll get a cooler that's a floating cooler.
And I'll just for your beers.
Yeah, I'll relax and I'll drink my non-alcoholic beers.
Sweet.
Because you don't want to mix boating and drinking, folks. That's our safety tip for you today.
And alcohol is going to pass through like the gills of a fish. It's going to do a lot of damage. So I'm going to abstain.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. We did it. I swam the whole way there and I'm very tired.
You're very tired. I'm not. I'm relaxed. I'm a little sunburned though. I should have brought sunscreens.
Yeah, you should have brought sunscreen. Not just that bib that says it's a boy.
But now it says it's a boy on my chest. That's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
There he is going into a fish restaurant. Let's stop him.
Let's stop. What do we? How do we even stop him?
All right. So the only way to defeat a fish, a sinister fish monster, is to think like a
harpoon.
Fish. Okay. Yeah, because thinking like a fish doesn't make sense because he catches and defeats fish.
Right. But yeah, because he didn't want him to catch us.
All right. So I guess you try your idea. Shoot him with your harpoon gun.
I don't have a harpoon gun. I thought you had a harpoon gun.
I sure do here.
Okay, great. Got him. He's dead now.
All right.
I think. Is that good?
Yep.
Is that a good way to end it?
That's fine. Okay. That's what we were trying to do is kill him.
Yeah, he's dead.
To summarize.
Yeah. Hey, listener. Hey, bookworms. Sorry, book burners.
Book burners.
Welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast, where we're going to summarize what happened today.
So we... Man stole our fish from our plate once.
Yeah.
And now we have killed him with a harpoon gun.
Now we've killed him. That'll teach him.
Shake hands?
Shake hands. Sorry it's so moist.
It's okay. I'm moist in different places.
Yeah.
So apologies?
Apologies.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry.
All right. So that was the Books Are Boring podcast, episode 90.
Episode 90, so 10 more.
10 more, just see what happens.
See what
fucking happens.
And so since it's our 90th episode, we have a little bit of a promo for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down to booksofboring.com.
Why would they do that?
If you go down to booksofboring.net.
Ooh, interesting.
The real one.
Yeah.
You want to go down to booksofboring.net and you want to click around.
Go to booksareboring.net, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever we are, and have a lovely life until next week when we're going to be back at you picking oysters off the seafloor.
Oysters. You got to have them.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.